Hello, is this Pascal?
Yes.
All right, hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No. No.
All right. Do you happen to be 21 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
I'll definitely vote. All right. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race?
I'm black.
All right. What is your age?
58.
58. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. And for each, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue you think it is for you to have them focus on it. You can use a 10 if you think it's really important, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 0 if you don't think it's important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is protecting Social Security and Medicare.
8.
Eight, all right. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
8.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
5.
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
1.
One, all right. So now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse.
Worse, sorry. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse.
Worse, okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? And you can select up to two of the following issues. So the list goes cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, alcohol, marijuana, and other cannabis products, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, or opioids and fentanyl.
Opioids and alcohol.
Opioids and alcohol, all right. So now I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. And tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
All right, thank you. So now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, if you could tell me whether you are very familiar with these products, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all. So the first one is heat not burn tobacco products.
Not familiar.
E-cigarettes or vapes.
Not familiar.
Oral nicotine pouches.
Familiar.
Familiar? Would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right, thank you. So I'd like to give you now some additional information about smoking today in America. So as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Because there has been more education in anti-tobacco advertising? Because there has been an introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? Because the cost of smoking has gone up? Or because there has been more government restrictions and bans?
More advertising.
More advertising? All right. So now I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking, and if you could please tell me which statement do you agree with more. So statement number one says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Or statement number two, which is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to others, well, compared to cigarettes.
The first one?
The first statement? All right. So would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
About the same.
About the same. All right. So now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. And if you could please rate each statement using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first statement is, when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug, like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we may hear about opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many more people as opioids. The FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows that there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with any other drug that gets a lot more media coverage.
7.
7, all right. So when we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful or alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best adults who currently smoke. And we should people on the risks of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke, but not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do.
8. 8,
all right. Millennials who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
8. 8,
all right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people like to change their minds, and it's totally okay if you did not, but I just have to ask one last time. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
From you, I agree.
Strongly, all right, thank you. So in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? And I'm just going to name it, and you can just say yes or no. So the first one is cigars.
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
All right, thank you. So we're almost done with the survey. So now we're just in the last few questions. So thank you so much for your time. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree. I don't know.
Bachelor's? All right. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Working class, all right. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
In the 2020 presidential elections, meaning 4 years ago, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
Biden.
All right. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
Biden.
Biden? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.